Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. Yes, learn about a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things I'm going to discuss today, a lot of things happening at the Russia-Ukraine border. So we have to discuss a lot of the events which have been happening from yesterday night till now. A lot of things happening there and markets reacting to it. I mean, why not? We saw Russian markets down 10% yesterday, opening 7% down again today. But then it has been recovering since the opening. Russian market is only trading nearly just 1.5% down now. So yep, 10% down, 7% further down, then kind of recovering. A lot of stuff happening. Major events happening there, all of the major international superpowers talking about what's happening there. So, and yeah, as usual, in our markets and all around, we are seeing volatility. We again opening with a gap down, and it's like Nifty doesn't want to stay below 17,000 at all. Whenever it goes below 17,000, it bounces back up. I'll give you a fun fact here. After 22nd December, that's nearly 2 months, Nifty has closed below 17,000 just once, right? If you look into Nifty's chart here, see there is weakness in Nifty. Multiple times Nifty tries to go below 17,000, right? I mean, look into this. This is the December 22 I'm talking about. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Multiple times Nifty tries to go below 17,000, goes even to 16,800, 850, 1900 ranges, but again, bounces back up and goes above, closes above 17,000. So the fun fact is, after December 22, there's just been one instance, which is last Monday, where Nifty closed below 17,000, just one day. Even the next day, we saw right after opening, Nifty moving up with a lot of strength, which was last Tuesday, Nifty closed above 17,000. So what I'm trying to say is, every time Nifty tries to go below 17,000, there is strong buying coming in and going up above, and that's exactly what we saw today. A huge, huge gap down opening and then buying coming in and Nifty closing above 17,000 yet again. Another interesting observation is, even the last 3 days, if you see, there is in weakness from the international markets. It's a news-driven market. But the last three candles, if you see, are green candles. So a weak opening and volatility in the day, but it's a green closing. As in a green candle in Nifty, both in Nifty and Bank Nifty for the last 3 days. So it again shows the kind of buying which is happening whenever Nifty or Bank Nifty is going to lower regions. Absolute buying kicking in from DIIs and retailers, and then market is moving up. Even today, if you see, FIIs have sold for 3,245 crores, not a small figure at all, but FDIIs buying for 4,108 crores. So that is the kind of buying which is kicking in whenever Nifty is going below 17,000, whenever Bank Nifty is going down. So that's one larger observation that we can make from our market alone. Otherwise, as I've been saying, it's an absolutely news-driven market. And speaking about that, a lot of news coming into the market right from yesterday midnight till, I mean, throughout the market, and even now, even after the markets have closed, a lot of stuff coming in. That is only what we have to discuss in today's stock market show. I'm not going to even follow the regular structure of the show. So yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. The name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. So, as I said, there wouldn't be different categories to the show today. It's going to be a simple plain video as to what all happened in Russia and around that event. And I'll be discussing what to expect in the coming days. But before that, it's a Tuesday, and normally on Tuesdays, I do enter into my weekly option selling trades. And yeah, for obvious reasons, I did not enter into the trade today because, hey, this super uncertainty in the market, it makes no sense to carry or hold on to overnight positions in this scenario. So yeah, I did not do that at all. Think about all those people who sold put options yesterday. We saw amazing put buildup in the market yesterday. PCR going up. PCR in Bank Nifty did go up to 1 yesterday from 0.5, 0.6 last week, 0.8, 0.9 in the beginning of the week. PCR went up. Huge put buildup yesterday. And what happened to them today? I mean, 300 points, near 300 points gap down is no rare. I mean, it's a rare event in the market, no common event at all. So, yep, not at all planning to holding on to overnight positions in this scenario of the market. Now I'll start talking about what's happening with Russia and all of the events unraveling there. So number one, as we discussed in the introduction, Russia moved down 10% yesterday, again 7% gap down opening today, but then there's been a small recovery in Russia. We saw a similar move in India as well, where we opened gap down and then moved up. Even in the European markets, if you see, they also opened with a gap down and now they're moving up. And in fact, all of the European indices, barring Germany, are trading in the green now. Now let's discuss about the events that I've been talking about. The first one happened at 1 a.m. That is early morning for us today, right? 1 a.m. So 1 a.m., Putin gave a brave speech to the press in Russia. I mean, he did not even have a notes prepared in front of him like I am having. He was speaking with a lot of confidence and vigor is what we saw. What did he speak about? He said that Eastern Ukraine territories, the ancient Eastern Ukraine territories, which are the separatist territories, if you know, like Donetsk and Luhansk, both of those territories, he's called them ancient Russian land. Eastern Ukraine territories, he called it ancient Russian land. And he also said that modern Ukraine is an integral land to Russia. That's what he said. Now, it takes a bit of braveness to tell that out loud to the press. Anyways, and he also said that the state of affairs in Ukraine now is sad. And it's like Ukraine is now becoming a US colony. It's sad is what he said. Now, this whole kind of, we can have a speculation that Russia and Putin is absolutely not happy with the state of affairs in modern Ukraine and also the separatist region, so he can probably do something about that. Again, it's a speculation, but again, it definitely showed something that he came out to the press and talked about it. And then what happened after that is 7 a.m. The next timeline is 7 a.m. Putin's office actually said that or they recognize the Eastern Ukraine separatist territories, they recognize them. Do you understand the magnitude of this? So what, if you do not know about this, so Eastern Ukraine, it has these separatist territories called Donetsk and Luhansk. And I'll give you an analogy here. So it's like probably China coming in and publicly saying that Kashmir should continue as a separate territory. It's not part of India or it shouldn't be a part of India. It should continue as Kashmir itself. It should be a separate territory. Do you understand the magnitude of what's happening here? So that's something similar what happened here. Putin and Putin's office clearly recognizing the Eastern Ukraine separatist territories as a separate territory itself. And now this is major, right? And Putin again coming in say that, okay, we have recognized the region and it is my duty to protect them and protect the rights of the people there in this separatist region. So when this happened, now this is a major event. If you're still not understanding, this is super major, and that's when the whole world started getting into the issue. I mean, European Union, UN itself, United Nations, US, UK, everybody started talking about it. Everybody started, I mean, making large and impactful statements around this. Number one is European Union. They all of a sudden, ASAP, they condemned the whole event. They showed their complete disapproval of what Russia did. That's number one. Then UN Security Council, they called for an immediate meeting just after this happened. And then in that meeting, US said that they would take strict actions on Russia if they do something. US said this. And then UK brought about sanctions on Russia. Sanctions are threatened penalties. So UK is bringing about penalties or controls on Russia, like Russian banks or sanctions on Russian banks and stuff like that. So the point to note there is when Putin and Putin's office recognize these territories as separate territories, UN, the European Union and the UN, all of the superpowers, they started becoming serious about the issue. And then what happened is now this is 7 a.m. And then when our market was happening and towards the end, the separatists, like the people from Donetsk and Luhansk, they actually thanked Russia, right? They said that, okay, thank you, Russia. You can even bring your, Russia can even set up your military base in our region is what they said. Now, this is also major, right? But one good thing what happened there is, now maybe this would have spurred some kind of positivity in the market. We saw our markets moving up, right? Europe is moving up currently, even Russia is recovering. One good thing happening after all this is, when the separatists said that, okay, Russia, you can come and set up your base here, Russia actually said that we are not planning to bring our troops and we are not planning to set up our base in that region. Now, this is one good positive thing out of all those things which have happened today. And also, one other thing which happened is Donetsk Parliament actually approved the Treaty of Friendship and a mutual understanding with Russia. This also happened. But anyways, one good thing we can, one good takeaway can be Russia saying we are not planning to set up our base in that region. So this is what has happened. Right. I hope you have a basic understanding or with this much information, if you start reading more, you'll probably understand more of what's happening over there. So yeah, it's all mixed. Still, we still don't have clear indication of what can happen, what cannot happen. We still don't know. It's still a completely speculative market. It's a news-driven market. Anything can happen tomorrow. A list of events can happen tomorrow as well, and the markets can react to it. But again, today, what we could see is, or at least what the market, it said that prices discount everything, right? If that is to be true, then prices or the market is showing that or some sort of a recovery. But again, that what I feel is, that's where I said, the last three candles, if you look into the market, whenever there is weakness, market goes down. And whenever that impact of the bad news goes away, then the market start moving up. Right? That's what we've been seeing, right? Right from last week, whenever there is a headline bad news, market moves down. And when the hotness, right? When the warmness of the headline news goes away, then the market start recovering. That's exactly what we have been seeing, and that's exactly what happened today as well. And it can stay. It can continue in the coming days as well. Now, since all of those is down, let's speak a bit about Nifty and Bank Nifty, right? Both Nifty and Bank Nifty are closing. I mean, down compared to yesterday. Nifty down 0.6%, Bank Nifty down 0.8%. Nifty, if you see, good to see Nifty moving back up and taking resistance at 17,000, right? A very good level being respected here, then moving down and then major buying coming in towards the end. I would say, I mean, that started at around 130, right? So again, 130, nearly when the European markets opened. If you look into the European markets, let's look into FTSE here. See, European market, don't look into the first candle, is just a gap down indication. They opened and started moving up. It happened in all of the European indices. See, gap down opening and a sudden move up. And similarly, when that happened, our markets also started moving up at around 130. After 130 is what we could see. Otherwise, speaking about the buzzing sectors from the day, all the sectoral indices closing in the red. What is very interesting is Nifty small cap index again moving down by 2%. So we've been seeing Nifty small cap index taking a huge beating for the last many days. It has been moving down. So yeah, that continuing is what we could see. We already spoke about FIIDA activity. So now all we have to talk about is the what to expect in the coming days. And now this is one similar thing that you can hear from everywhere in days like this. It's an event-driven market, a news-driven market. So whatever the headline news is going to be, that's the kind of move that we can see in the market. But what I have been observing is whenever I just said this, right? Market moves down, but as the news cools down, the market starts moving back up again. So one interesting thing that we've been talking about here is this trend line in Nifty, right? So I can probably go back to early candles. And yeah, so this is the trend line that we talk about in Nifty. I'm sorry, I've cut this down. Okay, yeah. Right, so this trend line, which Nifty has been beautifully respecting, now Nifty has some space to reach there again, right? So that's one trend line that we can look forward to. If that's being broken, maybe we are going to see something. But again, then any news can come in and we could see. Look at the gap down opening today, right? So this is becoming common in the market. Speaking about OI analysis, again, not very relevant now, but 17,500 having the largest call OI buildup, 17,000 still having the largest put OI buildup. Now that's very interesting to see. And the put call ratio has come down a bit. It's at 0.8. Speaking about Bank Nifty, 38,000 having the largest call OI buildup. It has shifted. If you remember, the largest call OI buildup used to be at 39,000. It's back to, or it's come down to 38,000. And the largest put OI buildup is at 37,000. And the put call ratio is at 0.9. Right? So that kind of stays there itself is what we can see. So that's what I would say. I wouldn't get into any kind of a larger speculation at all. I'm even thinking about the kind of fit I am in as an option seller. Because if you look, February is about to end, then we have March ahead of us. But think about all the uncertainties ahead of you. Now this week, the last week in February, again with this whole news driven market, I'm not sure what to do as an option seller. I'm still considering whether to enter my trade tomorrow or not. Now that's number one. Then if you speak about March 10th, it's an expiry. That's again when the state election results are going to come out. Again, there would be volatility in the market. Now, the Russia issue is here to stay. We don't know when this is going to end. LIC issue is going to happen in March. So, a lot of events coming up in the next 5-6 expiries, which is left in this financial year. So, I'm thinking what to do. Probably take a vacation from trading and chill maybe. Again, just joking. I'll be in the market. So, yeah, that's it. So, a lot of stuff happening. Make sure that you keep your ears open. Again, if you're interested, there are people who just watch us price action and trade. But again, hey, the kind of trader I am, I love getting into all this and knowing, right? I mean, this is, again, the fun of being a trader, to know what's happening where and to stay in the thick of the events and be a good trader eventually, right? So anyways, do we have any super chats? Oh, yeah, we do have a few questions here. The first one is from Nihal Bandapalli. Okay, I've just hit 100% gross PNL in last 7 months, net at 83%. Thanks to everyone who has been supportive in lows and highs. Special thanks to you, Sharik. Super happy to hear that, Nihal Bandapalli. Absolutely joining with you on your celebration of your century, right? 100% returns in 7 months. Super happy to hear that. Next one is from Abhijit. And again, I mean, I would also say, if there is volatility in the market, if there is large moves in the market, it's okay. If you can figure it out, if you're on the safer side of the trend and the volatility, it will only work well for you, right? So anyways, next one is from Abhijit Anil. Artificial intelligence overtake stock trading in future? Can happen, right? I mean, we've already seen what's happening in the US. A lot of algos taking over the market, like the high frequency trades that they call, right? A lot of orders getting punched in quickly, getting out even quicker. So it can happen. But again, I mean, I would say discretion still has can have a good place, right? I mean, if you use it well. Otherwise, I always say this, right? It's not about your setup, it's not about your skills in the market, it's not about your understanding in the market. If you have to win as a trader, it's discipline which will help you, and you can never beat an artificial intelligence on discipline, right? I mean, it's computer for a reason. It's coded to be disciplined. We are not. So that's one area where it can always overtake you. Next one is from Basit Muhammad Ashare. Buy one Invisible Friends NFT. Looking good. Yes. Invisible Friends is doing having a lot of hype and buzz around it. If you watch my last video, if you follow those influencers, all of them are talking about Invisible Friends right now. So that's that. Right. So yeah, that's it from my side for today. Definitely looking forward to what's coming up in the markets in the coming days. So yeah, with that being said, wishing you all the very best. This is Mr. Adishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.